Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about food、
Yay.
As we begin the month of August.
Yeah.
Now, of course, here in good old Taiwan, summertime brings us lots of new fruit. Some、
mm-hmm.
fruits are in season during、
yeah.
the summertime. And perhaps one fruit that's in season right now is pineapple. Although I get the impression pineapple is available all year round.
Yeah, I started getting pineapple in the early springs.So maybe it's available all summer long. It's pretty wonderful in Taiwan, though, that's for sure. It's very sweet here.
I've had some trouble with pineapple, though.
Really?
Because it's kind of sour tasting. And in the past, I didn't think it was that way. But our article here does kind of talk about that sort of sour taste.
Acidic, maybe.
Acidic, perhaps.
Yeah.
And that's the result of some kind of chemical reaction or something like that. So that is a real sensation. But pineapple, of course, is a common fruit here in Taiwan. Lots of people love it. I had pineapple a couple of times when I was traveling in Thailand years ago. I thought it was better in Thailand than it is in Taiwan. But
really?
I think that's a psychological thing. You know, when you're traveling to other countries, sometimes the food tastes better just because it's a new experience for you. So I would say that was probably more psychological than anything.
Could have been, yeah. I love the pineapples here. If you're female and you're, you know, you've been someone who perhaps went on crazy diets like me when I was young in college, my friend and I, we went on a pineapple diet for 3 days. We lost weight and it was awfully yummy, but boy, after 3 days of just pineapple, you get a little sick of it. But I have to say, in all my experience, and I've been to Thailand, I think the pineapples taste best here. And we also have those lovely pineapple cakes as well, which are really nice treats. We're going to get started, guys, like we always do. We're going to read through the article, and then we'll be talking about popular pineapple.
Everyone loves fruit, but there's more to some of these naturally sweet treats than meets the eye. One example is the pineapple. This tropical treasure not only burns people's tongues, but also has historical roots in luxury. Pineapples are native to South America. Christopher Columbus found them on his voyages to the Americas in 1493 and introduced them to Europe. Nevertheless, they couldn't survive in Europe's colder climates. Growers needed to build special hothouses, raising the fruit's price. Just being able to buy a pineapple, let alone eat it, was a sign of wealth. Today, pineapples are much easier to find. But are they easy to eat? Anyone who has eaten a pineapple has noticed how it can burn the mouth. This happens because of an enzyme called bromelain, which destroys the protective mucus in your mouth and causes a stinging sensation. It's not all bad, though. Bromelain also helps with digestion and reduces inflammation. Besides eating it raw, people can cook pineapple to remove the bromelain. Pineapple also adds sweetness to seafood and can be made into pineapple juice and jam. It sometimes even goes on pizza, though not everyone likes that. Hawaiian pizza, topped with pineapple and ham, isn't popular with people who say fruit shouldn't be combined with meat and cheese. This has even become a frequent topic of debate online. However people feel about seeing it on pizza, pineapple remains popular around the world. It may no longer be associated with wealth, but is still sweet, delicious, and equally good as a snack or as part of a larger meal.
Okay, folks, we're going to be talking about Unit 1, Popular Pineapple, the story of the golden fruit. I have seen pineapples that look more green on the outside before they become ripe. I was so fortunate, I have to say, to be given a box of full-size pineapples by a client of mine. I was just shocked. It just arrived at my building where I live, and I didn't know where it was coming from. But inside were 6 full-size pineapples, and they were a little bit green. So my doorman, or Guanlian, he told me just wait until they get a little bit more golden, and they turn color, and they'll be even sweeter. And he was right. So I had to teach myself how to cut them at that point. I'm lazy, I'll just be honest, and if I don't know how to cut the fruit very well, I just go to places like, you know, 7-Eleven or Family Mart and get the cut-up fruit. Yeah, I do that.
You can do that.
I do that.
What we do, of course, is wait for farmers to drive their trucks to Taipei. And they park at the side of the road. You tell them you want to buy a pineapple. Out comes the cleaver, and they slice it up nice and good for you.
Or it looks like a machete knife sometimes, those huge
something,
knives.
Yeah, some kind of big knife. And they're very skilled at it. Yeah. I could never do it that well.
Mm-mm.
But I did want to mention, though, the word pineapple is kind of tricky because we can use it as both a count noun and a non-count noun.
Yeah.
So if you talk about, here, would you like to have some pineapple? That means it's already been sliced up and prepared for you. And very few people will eat a whole pineapple. Hey, I want to have a pineapple.
I have, yeah.
Some people might, but it's still something that you usually have just the meat of, like watermelon or melon
or
something.
You mean the outside part of it?
No, well, you wouldn't eat that, of course.
No.
You'd cut that off. But yeah, I'd like to go have some pineapples. Mm. No, you wouldn't say that. I want some pineapple because you're unlikely going to eat more than one whole pineapple.
Yeah, and for example, I was talking about that client that gave me a box of pineapples. Notice I'm using the plural form there. Or I could say, wow, I just got a big box of pineapple. But actually, just native speakers would probably use the plural form there because there are, you know, multiple full-size pineapples inside. But if someone cut up some pineapple, notice I say pineapple. Someone cut up some pineapple and gave me a plate of pineapple. I would use just, you know, the non-count form there. That's kind of tricky. So, you know, I would listen extra carefully and see what you hear native speakers say, although we're not always correct either.
Yeah, generally when you buy it, it would be countable, and when you eat it, it would be non-count.
Mm-hmm.
But this is popular pineapple, and this is the story of this golden fruit. Everyone loves fruit. I think most people like apples and bananas and oranges and pineapple.
Mm.
But there's more to some of these naturally sweet treats than meets the eye. More than meets the eye. Yes, there's more information about these things. One example is the pineapple. Okay, so of course, lots of us know about pineapples, but of course, there's more to learn about them. This tropical treasure not only burns people's tongues, but also has historical roots in luxury.
Mm.
So here we've got historical, and I've been asked this question before. Teacher time, what's the difference between historical and historic? Well, you would use historic if you talk about some kind of event in the past, like that was an historic event in the American Civil War, for example. But if it's historical, that means it has to do with the study of history. Or like if you say the historic museum, that would be a museum that in which the building is old and it's a piece of history, where if it's a historical museum, then it's a museum about history.
Yeah.
Well, just a history museum, basically.
I think, and I also think of historic as something like it was a big deal in history, right?
Mm.
Wow, we really think that's a big deal. But historical just means, you know, it's part of history, not such a big deal. But what are the roots of the pineapple? Well, if they're based in luxury, you can pretty much guess that only rich people had access or could get their hands on pineapple. That was true of a lot of really good tasting foods back then. We were talking about this before we started. Tom mentioned that salt was really hard to get your hands on if you were poor. Can you imagine eating your food without any salt? And sugar was very expensive, and usually only royalty had access to sugar. So, yeah, pineapple was the same sort of thing. When they first discovered it, only the wealthy could get their hands on it. So let's go to the second paragraph here. Pineapples are native to South America. If you're native to a place, that's where you originated. At this point, pretty much the whole world can get their hands on pineapples, but they actually started out in South America.
Yeah, I think papaya is also from South America, tomatoes as well. Lots of stuff comes from South America. And Cristobal Colon, or Christopher Columbus, found them on his voyages to the Americas in 1493 and then introduced them to Europe. I think he discovered America in 1492, but he took some other trips over there. And on another trip a year later in 1493, this was one of his voyages, he discovered pineapple. Somebody introduced it. Hey, man, hey, you European guy there with the blonde hair. Come over here. We've got something for you to try. And it turned out to be pineapple. He took a bite. Oh, this is really tasty. I'm going to take this back to Europe. And so he took it back there and introduced it to the Europeans.
It really does need a fairly warm weather to grow well. So you can imagine it probably does well here in Taiwan. They talked about growers needing to build special hothouses. Europe is a lot cooler. Even their summers are not extremely hot, although they do have some hot days. I will give them that. I've been over there when it's been plenty hot and they don't have enough air conditioning. But growers long ago, of course, they didn't have electricity, so they needed to build special hothouses. A hothouse is usually, it looks like, you know, a structure. It looks like a house with glass windows. And that sun that goes through the glass windows heats it up inside so that special flowers and plants can grow much better inside that glass house than, say, outside where they're exposed to the weather, where it can be quite cold sometimes, especially at night on a spring evening in Europe.
Yeah, your description there kind of sounds like a greenhouse to me. Mm. So maybe a greenhouse and a hothouse are very similar.
They are, yeah.
But in any case, you do need that to keep them warm, or at least they did need those things. And, of course, because you needed those things, the price went up, and that's what rich people like. Hey, here's an opportunity for us to show off how rich we are. Only we're able to buy pineapple, let alone eat it, so therefore it was a sign of wealth. If you could eat pineapple, ooh, you were something. Just like nowadays, if you can own a Bentley or something like that, you're hot stuff. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson for today. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的水果呢是 pineapple, 也就是凤梨。在第二段的第一个句子提到 ,pineapples are native to South America. 凤梨呢是原产于南美洲。我们知道那里的气候是比较炎热的。第一个空格后面的句子写着 ,they couldn't survive in Europe's colder climates.那么在这里我们需要一个语气的转成词，后面说到他们没有办法在欧洲比较寒冷的气候当中生存，在这里呢语气有了前后完整的差异，第一题的 A 选项 instead 作为替代的 B therefore 因此用来表达因果关系 C nevertheless 然而来表达前后两者之间的差异D, moreover, 此外再者按照文意上下文前面提到凤梨原产于南美洲然而因为没有办法适应欧洲比较寒冷的气候所以后面呢还提到要建造特殊的温室按照上下文意第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C, nevertheless 第二个空格的句子写着 Just being able to buy a pineapple, blank to eat itwas a sign of wealth. 要种植凤梨必须要建造特殊的温室所以呢就提高了凤梨的价格。只是能够买一颗凤梨怎么样它就是 a sign of wealth, 也就是财富的象征。买凤梨然后我们来看一下第二题的四个选项。A, at least, 至少。B, put aside, 存钱或预留时间。C, let alone, 更不用说。D, thanks to, 幸亏多亏于。所以呢只要是能够买到凤梨更不用说是吃凤梨它简直就是一个财富的象征。搭配文意第二题的标准答案就选择 C, let alone.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, we will now continue with our lesson. We're talking about pineapple or pineapples, and we're talking about the story of this golden fruit. We're mainly talking about how it made its journey from South America to Europe and then, I guess, to the rest of the world. So we did mention that they are native to South America, but Columbus found them when he was there in the Americas and brought them back to Europe.
Bless his heart, because they've become a really popular fruit. I love them myself, and I think they're quite popular here in Taiwan. I love the trucks that are open, like you were talking about. They're just parked along the street. And yeah, on your way home from work, you know, I'll pass by those trucks, and they've already cut off the cover or the peel of the pineapple, which is really spiky.Which is what I want, so I don't have to do it myself. I don't have very sharp knives at home.
I should mention, though, I'm not sure if those guys are legal or not. So if they are illegal, I don't want to sound like I'm promoting them or encouraging them, just as a little
I do give them business, though.
So I'm sure people buy from them all the time.
They're also available in the grocery stores now, where they've cut off, you know, the outside of them.
Or in traditional markets, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, we did talk about the fact that because they were so expensive, they needed hot houses. Rich people used them as a symbol of wealth. Of course, nowadays, they're all over the place. If you buy a pineapple, no one's going to turn their head and go, wow, you must be really rich to buy a pineapple.
They're pretty cheap now.
Everybody can afford them. So, yes, here in the third paragraph, it says, today, pineapples are much easier to find. Yes, indeed, they are all over the place.
Yeah.
But are they easy to eat? I would say no. If you try to bite into one, you're going to get a rather rude surprise that a tough skin will probably break all your teeth and you'll need to go to the dentist. So anyone who has eaten a pineapple has noticed how it can burn the mouth. So once you get that skin off of there and you've got it sliced into smaller pieces, what then? Well, it looks like it's really sweet, but of course sometimes it can burn your mouth. And yeah, for me, every time I eat pineapple, it justtastes really sour, and yes, like it's burning my mouth. Maybe that's because I'm older or something. I don't know. I didn't seem to have that problem in the past, but now it's a bigger problem.
Oh, it doesn't burn my mouth unless I've cut my lip or cut my tongue or, you know, I've maybe, you know, chewed on my cheek. I love it. So the bromelain or bromelain, I've seen it pronounced that way too, sometimes can actually kind of have a burning sensation.It seems like it's very acidic to me sometimes. If I've eaten too much pineapple, then my mouth starts going, okay, that's enough, that's enough. But I will keep eating until my mouth burns. So this is an enzyme. An enzyme is some sort of chemical that helps break down food and processes food within our bodies. If you're eating something, you need enzymes in your stomach to help you digest the food. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this bromelain or bromelain actually destroys the protective mucus in your mouth.If something's protective, it's helping protect something. So mucus is that really kind of thick gel in our mouths and noses.
I'm at a loss for words here.
Yeah.
Mucus, liquid, fluid,
it's kind
maybe.
Kind of thick and slimy.
Like oil, maybe.
But we need it in our body. If you get a cold, the mucus in your body will thicken up and it will be hard to breathe. You'll have to keep spitting it out or blowing your nose. That's mucus as well. But this is protective mucus that is found in your mouth. And this bromelain actually destroys the mucus. And so that causes that burning or stinging sensation. A sensation is how something feels. If you've slept on your arm wrong and you wake up and it's kind of numb, that's a numb sensation, a sensation that you feel like, ooh, a little tingling going on in your arm. Or if you go to the dentist and he gives you that shot that numbs your gums, that's a numb sensation. Here it's stinging, where it kind of feels like little things are sticking into your skin like a needle, maybe a stinging or burning sensation.
Yes, somebody told me you can put salt on your pineapple to counteract that, but I'm not sure how true that is.
Well, it's supposed to make it sweeter. I've tried it. It's okay. I do that with my grapefruit, but I thought it was okay with my pineapple. I don't have a problem, though. You should try it.
Well, there are other ways to prepare pineapple, which we'll get to here.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's not all bad, though. It's not all bad, however. Bromelain also helps with digestion and reduces inflammation. So yes, even though it destroys the protective mucus in your mouth, it can still help you with digestion, the process of changing your food into something that the body can use in your stomach and in your intestines. That's where digestion takes place. That's where food is digested. And it also can reduce inflammation. Inflammation, things getting bigger and bigger, like that would happen if you sprained your ankle, you would have inflammation around your ankle. And to reduce here just means to lessen the amount of something.
Yeah, so you don't want inflammation in your body, that's for sure. So besides eating it raw, which means it's uncooked, people can actually cook pineapple as well, and that removes that bromelain. If it bothers you, that's what you should try, Tom. Mm-hmm. Actually, sweet and sour pork, which is a popular Chinese dish, they cook that pineapple, so that might be a good solution. Pineapple also adds sweetness to seafood. You'll often see shrimp combined with pineapple. That's quite tasty. And it can also be made into pineapple juice and jam. Both those are delicious.
It sometimes even goes on pizza, though not everyone likes that. So, of course, we're talking here about Hawaiian pizza, which is not actually from Hawaii. I think we've talked about this before. Some guy in Canada came up with this idea and called it Hawaiian pizza without doing any research at all into what kind of pizza they actually eat in Hawaii. Although, if you do go to Hawaii, they probably serve it there. But in any case, yes, Hawaiian pizza is usually pizza with pineapple and ham, but it isn't popular with people who say fruit shouldn't be combined with meat and cheese. That sounds reasonable. To most Americans, you just shouldn't put fruit on your pizza. It's okay to put vegetables on there. Some vegetables, maybe not corn or something like that.
Yeah, we don't do the corn, guys, but I think most Americans do like Hawaiian pizza with that pineapple and
ham. I know it's very popular here in Taiwan.
Oh, it's popular in the States, too.
It might be a good combination with the ham and the pineapple there.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, I don't really eat it myself, but I don't try to eat ham, you know.
Yeah.
But in any case here, we've got this combined word to talk about here. That's when you put two or more things together. So you could also use combine as a verb here to combine. Well, it is a verb here. Combination would be the noun form. Mm-hmm. A Hawaiian pizza is a combination of ham and pineapple. But here, Hawaiian pizza combines pineapple and ham. And some people say, no, you should not combine meat with cheese and fruit. You shouldn't mix those ingredients together.
This has even become a frequent topic of debate online. So people are arguing about it online. Frequent just means something that happens many times in sort of a short period of time. Frequent is an adjective. You could also use frequently to talk about some sort of action you do. I frequently go to the gym to lift weights, or I frequently find it raining in Taiwan during the summer, or I frequently go to Pizza Hut or Domino's or wherever you like to go for your pizza. So it's a frequent topic. People like to talk about the pros and cons of combining meat and cheese.
I guess it's okay as long as you don't get too sick. And here it says, however people feel about seeing it on pizza, no matter how they feel about having it on pizza, pineapple remains popular around the world. It may no longer be associated with wealth, but it's still sweet, delicious, and equally good as a snack or as part of a larger meal. So, yes, we don't think of pineapple when we think of rich people anymore, so it's not associated with wealth. Pineapple is no longer associated with rich people. They'll have to find other ways to show off.
Yeah, you can associate things like peanut butter is often associated with jelly for those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We can associate lots of things together. You often hear or think of those two things or three things together. Here, pineapples for everybody now. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
第三个空格的句子比较复杂，空格后面是一个动词 has eaten a pineapple.Has noticed how it can burn the mouth. 在这里要分辨的是，这一句真正的主要动词是后面的这个 has noticed. 所以在这里呢，我们可以知道主词必须是一个单数，而前面呢又有一个形容词子句。我们来看一下第三题的选项，我们可以选择 D 选项 anyone who. 在这里把 anyone who 放到第三个空格，可以从 who 开始挂号，挂到 a pineapple， 就是用来说明 anyone who has eaten a pineapple， 任何一个吃过凤梨的人 has noticed， 都注意到它是可以如何的让你口腔感到疼痛。所以搭配文法以及句意，第三题的标准答案就选择 D， anyone who。 第四个空格， besides eating it blank for，People can cook pineapple to remove the bromelain. 其实在这里提到，因为凤梨里面有一种酵素，那么呢叫做凤梨蛋白酶，所以会造成你的口腔疼痛。除了怎么样，那么人们呢是会去煮凤梨来去除凤梨蛋白酶。相对于煮凤梨，第四题 A 选项 raw 生的，未煮过的 ；B。Pale 苍白的 ，C dim 昏暗的 ，D loose 松散的。除了生吃凤梨之外，你还可以煮熟它来去除这样子的蛋白酶。所以第四题标准答案就选择 A raw。第五个空格，前面的句子提到呢，凤梨有很多的烹饪以及呢吃法。在这里，有些人会在夏威夷披萨上面放上凤梨跟火腿。当然呢，有些人认为水果是不应该跟肉还有 cheese 放在一起的。那有了这样子的前提，第五个空格的句子就提到 This has even become a frequent topic of blank five online， 这样子的事情甚至呢成为网络上常见的一个怎么样话题。第五题 A 选项 parade 游行 ，B debate 争论辩论 ，C charity 慈善的工作或慈善机构 ，D evidence。证明证据。前面提到呢，尽管有些人喜欢，但是有些人还是认为水果不应该跟肉还有起司混合在一起，大家的意见不太一样，所以就造就成是网络上一个大家常常争论的话题。所以搭配前后文句，第五题的标准答案就选择 B debate。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And now it's time for you to get yourself some pineapple. We're sure we have whetted your appetite for that. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.